Competition, combat them, no them can test.
Welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. Welcome, listeners. We have another healer treat for you tonight. And Ernie is on the line, and we will be accepting calls. And I'm going to let Ernie explain a little bit about himself first. So welcome to the show, Ernie.
Okay, thank you.
This is going to be fun, I know. If you guys could meet Ernie, you would be astounded. He's an amazing guy. So with that, let me have you go ahead and give the listeners a little bit of a bio about yourself.
Okay. I'm not sure where it starts, probably a couple thousand years ago. I've always sort of seen life a little differently than most people. And some years ago, about 1982 maybe, I was introduced to what we now know as sort of consciousness and all that sort of thing. And up to that point, I never thought about the word until it was raised. And then I realized, well, I've been doing all this stuff anyway. So I began to learn more specific things in the light of consciousness. And it really, like, kicked the doors open on the end of the barn, and you know, all the critters came in. It was suddenly I was consciously doing the magic. I like to use the term. It's a little erroneous, but not entirely. Mm-hmm. Such as what I call now toys, like charging batteries and all that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Then that faded away, and more serious things came along little by little, and I've discovered that that's kind of typical a little bit, that people suddenly are able to do certain things, and then later they can't, except perhaps when there's a really serious motivation, you know, I mean, high risk or whatever, some kind of thing, suddenly they can do things.
Yeah.
So along the way, there were two extremely formative things that set in my consciousness. And one, well, they're both actually the speakings of Jesus, and it's be as unto a child, which is so wonderful because it frees you to take that wonderful freedom of a child's thinking and imagination, and with the experience, so to speak, a very adult experiences, take that and work it into realities of delight and humor and healing, causing things to happen with that childlike freedom. Mm. And the other thing that kicked me really hard was Jesus said something to the effect, as I am, ye shall be also, or ye are also, and shall be even greater. And I locked in on that, like, absolutely. It just rang my internal bells. And so I've lived that way. And just taking that childlike assumption and like, yo, dude, do it. So so I have. And so often, rather brazenly, you know, someone will say, well, I've got a little problem with this or that in the body or even in their life or a relationship even. And suddenly the answers are there or the action takes place in this wonderful childlike freedom. And I've seen it, well, I did three 90-minute tapes about 16 years ago that were just brief outlines of healing work that had been done to date. And other things like flying my airplane through massive storms without feeling the slightest wiggle on the wings.
Wow.
But that's that childlike acceptance of divine reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one's own divinity is absolutely there, but it's denied by most everybody.
Yeah, isn't that strange?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you get to the point where you feel like you're slogging through molasses in January, you know, when you're trying to get people to understand that there are so much more than they realize in this 3D world.
Yeah. Well, I've even found this in designs. Like, I designed a line of powerboats in the early 70s, and we became, well, at least three times world champion. Nobody copied it. Why? You know, it seems like mediocrity is the rule of thumb, and don't dare go beyond it.
Wow.
And to me, the impossible is like, wow, that's what I'm going to do next.
Yeah.
I mean, if it isn't impossible, it's not even worth doing.
You know, we have a saying in naturopathic medicine. One of my mentors used to say it all the time. And that's that the improbable takes 2 weeks and the impossible just takes a little longer.
Yeah, sure, exactly. And it's the most fun to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when you look at people and they go, well, you can't possibly do that. And then you do it and you go, what were you saying?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I've had a few experiences of that. And when did you start doing the healing work?
Well, almost immediately. When the sort of the doors got kicked open, the lady that first came into my life was June D'Estelle,
mm-hmm.
From down near San Francisco area. She was up in the Northwest here on having a seminar, and I got invited to it and went, oh, wow, this is totally cool. You know, I just flowed into it like, you know, like just jumping into the ocean.
Uh-huh.
And we had some wonderful little gatherings. And then on the occasion of my 50th birthday in 1983, a lady named Chocho Imamoto was invited to the party and by friends. And she, I guess, had studied me that evening and then decided, well, I'll do a life reading for this guy, because apparently she very seldom did them. Well, she said that I was to create an energy vortices, and I was to be the engineer as the axial center of it, and the purpose of it was to stabilize Earth axis. Whoa, this is something I got to do.
Wow.
Well, I studied it for a few days, and I went back to her, and I said, Chocho, it's people. And she totally agreed and was delighted, and gave me the books of the life teachings of the masters of the Far East.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. We have a caller on the line right now. That's what that little beep was.
Oh, okay.
So, hello, caller. Give us
your
name,
hi,
please.
Dr. Valerie. Hi, Ernie.
Hello.
Hey. My name is Kim.
Uh-huh.
I'm from Louisiana. And I'm calling about my son, who's pretty much had chronic crud. Let's see. Like ear infection, sinus infection, upper respiratory cough stuff, and he's had it like all summer. And I'm hoping I could get some sort of healing sent to him.
Okay.
Do you need his name?
Well, that's good, yes.
Yeah, his name is John Michael.
Don Michael.
Yeah, John Michael. That's what
well,
we call him.
How old is he?
Seven.
Ah, that accounts for the... Okay, I'm looking in and I'm thinking, whoa, this guy acts like a child, but there we go.
Yeah. Yeah, he is a child, right.
Of course, well that's...
And he's got a developmental delay, so he's got maybe a couple of years a little bit behind that, but
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes that's a wonderful attribute.
I know.
I have to say that because I was very slow. Well, in certain ways I was, and otherwise I looked out at the world like, you guys are idiots.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, he's a little confused in a way. Maybe looking out at life is there's an area of trauma, and he's a little unsure about it. Not surprising for someone of his age, of course.
Yeah.
Are the conditions, or the sort of social conditions around him, stable, or might he be having some discomfort?
Yeah, some discomfort.
Okay.
My husband and I are having trouble.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's the root of it, dear.
Yeah.
He needs maybe to some adult talk. It's amazing, I found, that you speak to kids like as if they were adults, and it's amazing how adult they are sometimes.
Yeah.
Just a little assurance of, you know, we're working on stuff, and it's hard on us, but bear with us. We're trying our best, you know.
Yeah.
In other words, be with him, let him be with you instead of somebody on the outside who doesn't know what's going on.
Right. You know, and if I might add too, if you look at Louise Hay's work, any time that you've got any kind of upper respiratory infection stuff, especially a head cold type thing, you know, mucus in the ears and all that, it really has to do with that you feel you can't handle whatever's going on.
Mm, sure.
And so oftentimes if you smooth out what's happening in the environment around, that will actually cause whatever it was to go away.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think he needs to be spoken to in a very inclusive way. You know, you're not on the outside, you're inside with us, and we're working on this thing.
Okay.
And we send our blessing here.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, yeah, for calling in. Have a blessed evening.
You too.
Thanks. Bye. Okay, that's wow, that's so difficult with all the changes that we're going through, Ernie.
Mm, sure, yeah.
You know, I mean, I've been talking with people about this for the last month. We're all kind of at that point where we're going, you know what, I'm really tired of this.
Yeah.
And it's been so rough. And to imagine to be a child going through that when your parents are having such a hard time. And, you know, I mean, life is confusing enough without adding all that into it.
Mm-hmm.
And especially
oh, yeah.
if they're a little developmentally slow, you know, I always think of that as the fact that they haven't decided to be all the way in the body yet, you know.
Well, I think there's some truth to that.
Yeah.
And what, you know, the whole thing of what am I doing here and who are these people?
Yeah, yeah.
I used to look at my parents, and which I later found out were really not my parents,
mm-hmm.
But thing was, I looked at them like, who are you people and why am I here?
I know. I've done the same thing. I used to go, when do I get to go home? And they go, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
this is our
right.
home. And I'd be looking at the stars going, no, when do we get to go home?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, yeah, you look around and you go, let me the heck out of here. These people are nuts.
Really? Yeah. And my daughter asked her daughter when she was maybe, oh, five-ish, I suppose, maybe a little younger. And it's like, Sarah, where are you from? And she just looked up and pointed up and said, up there.
Oh. Uh-huh. A lot of truth to that.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, with the kids that are coming in right now, oh, they have such a huge job to do.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, but there's a lot of brilliance out there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I have watched so many things going on with the youngsters. Oh, there's another caller.
Okay.
Okay, caller, welcome to the show. Who are we talking with?
My name is Sue.
Hi, Sue. Welcome.
Thank you.
And what can Ernie and I do for you now?
Well, I was diagnosed with breast cancer about a month ago.
Ooh.
And I really haven't listened to your show before, and I was just listening tonight, and I thought I would call in and see if you had any advice. Or...
Okay.
I didn't hear very well what the situation is.
She was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she's calling in to see if we can help her with that.
How long ago?
About a month ago.
And how long have you been in discomfort? Of any kind? Hello?
I don't know what you mean. I was diagnosed
okay.
with breast cancer.
In other words, you went in for diagnosis. Were you expecting something?
I found a lump.
Okay. All right. Sometimes I'm a little dyslexic. Right or left?
Left.
Okay. It's strange how right and left when I'm looking at the body sometimes are undetermined.
My left to yours, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's always the patient's left or right.
Right.
Oh, really?
That's what the medical profession decided a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Sue. I think I can make contact with you, and after a while, I'll work further on it. I think I can help you.
Thank you.
It's entirely, ultimately, it's up to you. You know, the healer helps. The healer inspires and energizes. But the recipient has to truly be ready to receive.
I understand that, and I totally agree.
Okay. And so bless you, dear. I can see it, so I've made a note here, and we'll work on it.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay, and then my question to you, Sue, is, first of all, what's your blood type?
A positive.
Okay, it's very, very common for type A's to get cancer because
really?
It looks very much like your own blood cell, so your body doesn't recognize it as not self. And, in fact, cancer is you. It's just that it's you gone amok.
Okay.
So this is nothing that you can't get rid of because you created it, and normally when a woman gets breast or cervical cancer or ovarian cancer, there's usually some kind of abuse issues, either presently or there were, you know, at some earlier time. And so there's mental, emotional stuff to go through, too. So if there was any time in your life when you felt abused because you had breasts, it's time to go explore that.
And
you know, and just realize that whatever happened was for a reason.
Yeah, and forgiveness is a major aspect.
Yeah. Yeah, because most of the time, you know, when women get these things, it's because some of us have a tendency to stuff everything inside and blame it on ourselves. And then you start to hate the part that caused the problem. And, for instance, you know, if you grew breasts too early, and by that I mean, you know, your consciousness wasn't ready for that, and all of a sudden everybody's grabbing at your breasts, then you start to hate them. And with
you know,
every
I think now that you're saying that, I think it's the opposite. I'm very small-breasted, and I always hated that.
Oh.
But I've never thought of that before.
Ah,
you know,
uh-huh.
It's the like issue, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it makes total sense.
Yeah, it's just the other side of the coin.
Yeah.
You know, and so you know what a tumor is? The actual definition of tumor is a swelling.
Okay.
And so here you are wanting larger breasts.
Yeah.
And, hey, congratulations.
Well, it's funny because I had surgery to remove the lump, and now my breast is swollen just about to the size I'd like it to stay.
Uh-huh. Isn't that interesting what we
Isn't
do to
it?
Ourselves? And so, you know, any time that you get an illness or an injury, it's your body really trying to tell you something, and it has to do with your own emotional state and your thinking. And
mm-hmm.
so it's there to get your attention. It's not something to be wiped out. And, you know, when things recur, you know, if you have a lumpectomy and then it comes back, it's because you haven't changed the milieu. You know, you have not changed your thoughts.
I totally agree with that, and that's kind of the problem that I'm facing right now is whether or not to take chemotherapy.
Mm. Well, one of the things that, you know, as a physician, I cannot tell you not to do it.
Of course not.
Let me explain something to you, though, about chemotherapy. Chemotherapy is known and has been known for over 40 years to cause secondary and tertiary cancers. So the question is always, what are you trying to accomplish with the chemotherapy? And if you're just trying to accomplish the fact that it's, you're cutting off the estrogen because it's an estrogen-dependent tumor, and that's what you need to know.
Yeah, that I'm waiting for those results to
okay.
come back.
Okay. If it is an estrogen-dependent tumor, there are very simple things, like you can take something called Arimidex.
I've heard of those.
Okay. You can take, and see, the normal chemotherapy that they give you is tamoxifen,
right.
which is actually from the yew tree. So as far as chemotherapy goes, it's not that bad. But I hate to see people doing chemotherapy of something that has no regulators in it. You know, you could take something that's natural that would still be chemotherapy, but it has, like, the whole plant, and so all the regulators are in there. You can take things that that are estrogen inhibitors, basically.
Which puts you into menopause.
It might. You know,
so
it depends on what you're taking. If you're taking a whole plant, no. It doesn't do that. But if you're taking something...
How do I find this?
Well, you have to go to a naturopathic physician or go to the, Cancer Research Centers of America.
I'm in Canada.
Is it in Canada? I think there's one in Oklahoma or something. But anyway, there's different places you can go to that do natural things. And there's also, if you go to empoweredspirit.com, my friend Cristalia Marie has symbols that you can use. She had breast cancer, and she cured herself. And she has these symbols that she brings through. So there's a lot of different avenues you can take. But the main thing I would suggest for you right now is, on the allopathic side, find out what kind of tumor it is. And on the naturopathic side, you know, go on to the correct blood type diet, and explore your natural things. And then on the mental-emotional side, which Ernie and I will both help you with, is to get to the root of what caused this. Because if you don't remove what caused it, it'll be back.
Yeah.
To tell you the truth, I honestly believe I already have.
Okay.
I believe I know what caused it.
Okay.
And I believe, you know, negativity caused it. I'm in a very good place now. I'm very happy. I'm happier with breast cancer than I've ever been.
Yeah, well, that's a good sign.
I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's true. So, you know, I don't feel like it'll ever come back because I'll never be in that place that I was before that brought
Excellent.
It in the first place.
Yeah, well, it's all tied together. You know, and I have to tell you also that type A's normally survive cancer very well. If it's a type O, it's different. Type O's have a big problem because once you overwhelm the type O immune system, it's history. Whereas with a type A, you know, you can get these things back and forth and, you know, it's no big deal. So not that cancer is not a big deal, but it's always an attention grabber. You know?
I guess
so,
I just don't understand. If they've removed the tumor, why do I have to have further, why do I have to have chemotherapy?
Because they're covering their butts. Because if they didn't tell you that, you could come back on them later if it did come back. And it's always a huge risk. You know, and so a lot of things that get done to people in the allopathic world are done because they have to cover their butts. And I do the same thing. I have to tell people what their options are because there's a thing called standards of practice in the community. If you do not adhere to the standard of practice for that community, then you're in trouble. So, you know, it doesn't matter what I believe in or what I would do for myself. I still have to tell you all of the options and not sway how you're going to do it.
Right.
And so you do need to explore all of your options. See, that's my CYA statement, okay? but that's what happens. You know, and any time somebody goes out and does something that's not within the normal scope of practice, that's when the problem starts. Okay? But it's your decision. So you decide. You look at all of your options. You decide, and in the meantime, we'll send you some energy to help with that.
Thank you.
Okay? You're welcome.
EmpoweredSpirit.com?
Yeah.
Okay, I just tried to get into it, and it's not coming up with anything.
Oh, it will. You'll get into it eventually. But she has a nice site, and she has symbols and things like that, and we'll certainly, you know, send you some good energy from us. So.
Well, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
All
Thanks
right.
for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it's just, boy, Ernie, when we get these people that are willing to take responsibility and do their own stuff,
yeah.
I am so happy.
Really?
Oh, my okay. God. Listeners, that does my heart good.
Yeah.
You know, when I hear that people have done the soul searching and are looking at it and are making decisions.
Yep.
Oh, man, that's like manna from heaven for me.
Yeah, really,
you know?
I get it.
That, yeah, that restores my faith in what we're all going through.
Yeah.
So blessings to you that are doing that, because, boy, it's not that we're just up here as healers. You know, we're here as a sounding board, basically. You already know what's going on within yourself. You know, and we're just here to kind of help out and, you know, get you past the hump, so to speak. So, oh boy, I'm so happy that Sue is, you know, is that far along and, you know, has done her own work.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. And, you know, I started out, you know, doing hands-on healing when I was a little kid.
Oh, right.
And, yeah, and I had no idea that was not normal. So, you know, I've never known what normal is. Do you know what normal is, Ernie?
I wouldn't have a clue. But that's what, you know, I had no idea until suddenly someone started talking about it, and like, oh, really, that's unusual?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. One of my friends was just telling me that her little nephew, who's about 7 or 8, was someplace where they had a pier, and they're walking up to the pier, and he asked her, you know, Auntie, can I go walking out there? And he points at the water. And she says, well, she said, you know, I've only ever heard of one man that was ever able to do that, but if you think you can do that, sure. And so he said, oh, and he just kind of thought about it. I said, well, you should have told him, didn't tell him about the man that could, only one man that could do it. Just tell him, well, it has been done. You know?
Yeah, right.
And I said, you might have been shocked. And there's another caller. Welcome to the show, caller. Who do we have?
Hi, this is Jean.
Hey, Jean, welcome.
Thank you.
And what can we do for you?
I just wondered, my grandson has a lot of warts on his hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about giving him some lysine in mm-hmm. his juice. Do you think that will take them away?
Ooh, that's a different thing. Lysine is usually what works for herpes. When you're talking about, it's a different type of virus, you know?
Okay.
So when you're talking about warts on the hands, that's usually a systemic thing, and it's a virus. And the first thing you have to look at is what's actually going on within his tissues. If he's eating a lot of junk food and things like that, and he's coming under some stress and the hormones are going crazy, then that's usually what that is. But now let's go to Ernie for the metaphysical, spiritual angle.
Well, quite frankly, I've never thought about that particular problem. Mm-hmm. I'm just sitting here sort of wondering, what is the cause? It's obviously a dissatisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you got me on that one there.
I'm just wondering, what's the home environment like?
Well, his mom was hit by a drunk driver several years ago, and she's had a lot of surgeries.
Mm.
And Christopher's only three and a half.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty young to have a bunch of warts.
Yeah.
What kind of diet does he have?
Well, he's definitely allergic to dairy products.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess he does eat a lot of, like, chicken nuggets and...
Oh, geez.
Some things that aren't so good for him.
Yeah, first thing I would do is clean him out. You know, get him on some good organic food if possible.
Okay.
And what's his blood type?
I'm not sure.
Because the blood type will make a huge difference. You know, type A's are the true vegetarians, and type O's are the meat eaters and all that kind of stuff. That doesn't mean you have to eat meat, so vegetarians, calm down, quit spluttering. You know,
yeah.
Basically what it is was the it's protein. Type O's need a lot of protein.
Okay.
And so that's...
I think the fried things in that, you know, chicken nuggets are not fried in the best stuff, or even originate as the best stuff,
mm-hmm.
From my point of view, anyway.
Yeah, there's a few other things, too. Like the classic remedy for warts is Thuja. That's Thuja. And those of you that are fast chatting, hang on a second. I'll get to you in just a minute.
Okay.
So Thuja, yeah. It's also known as Artemisia. And that's something that it's pretty toxic. You know, it's not something you'd want to be drinking because it's got terpenoids and all kinds of things like that in it. But it's a type of cedar, or it is cedar. But what you can do is you can get some homeopathic Thuja, and that can help. But you got to find out what the cause is, you know. And you know, Western medicine will tell you, well, it's just a virus, and you know, we don't really know, you know, how it gets a hold in there, but it's a virus and that's it. Whereas naturopathic medicine, we go, what allowed that virus to take hold? And in the meantime, we'd be giving him things like Thuja that's a homeopathic, so that there's actually no part of the toxic stuff in there. But we'd also be doing other things, you know, cleaning up the diet, making sure the intestines are working properly, you know, and trying to calm the mind and things like that.
Yeah, I'm seeing it as the body trying to rid itself of some problems.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the Dale Ray says warts are little expressions of hate, belief, and ugliness.
Ah.
That's Dale Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, if you look at it, you know, when somebody gets warts, you know, people want to stay away because they don't know what it is, you know?
Mm.
And so they see something and they're like, ooh, you know, so maybe this kid is saying, hey, you know, get the world away from me. It's really bothering me right now.
Mm.
So that's another way to look at it.
Okay. Well, his dad does have them on his hands, too, if that...
Oh, so he might have gotten the virus from dad. And, you know, there's topical things you can put on, too, but the main thing is find out what the problem is, and that'll get rid of it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, we tried some topical, and then I was giving him some herbal things to try to help.
Yeah, that's a tough one to get because it's a virus. And so you can use Thuja topically. You know, I would normally mix it with some, there's recipes you can get on the internet. Just type in wart remedies.
Okay.
And, or homeopathic or naturopathic wart remedies, and it'll come up. And it's things like Thuja mixed in with tea tree oil, you know, and a couple other things. But with a kid that young, you have to be very careful what you're giving him orally, because the systems are not like adult systems. Little kids are like aliens. You know, you can't treat them the same way as an adult.
Yeah.
So as far as their physical makeup goes, because they don't react the same way. Their systems are not grown up enough to act that way. So I'd be very careful with what you're giving him by mouth, but I would definitely clean up the diet.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Yeah, we'll work on that, and I'll check his blood type. I do have the book, you know, to eat for
yeah,
your blood
it
type.
It works.
So.
I put everybody on it because it works. So that'll help, you know, to clean up the system, the internal milieu, as they say.
Okay,
let me get to some of the, thank you for calling in. And let me get to some of the questions here. Okay, we're talking about chronic Lyme disease. Boy, Lyme disease is a tough one. Lyme disease is a bacteria, and it comes from ticks. And normally you have a target lesion that you first notice. It looks like a real target on your arm. It's white and red. So I would say this would be a good one for you, Ernie, to send some energy at. Her name is Adrian. And because it's so tough and it goes to the brain, the spirochetes get in the brain, you kind of have to hit it from a whole lot of different angles. So I would suggest that Ernie do the metaphysical spiritual connection there. And, you know, the first thing that you have to do, Adrian, is be on antibiotics, and those antibiotics may have to go on for over a year. And they have to be really heavy-duty antibiotics, and then you got to clean out your system from what you're doing. Dr. Zhang's herbs are pretty good. I like oriental herbs.
What about the, who's that guy that Chaz works with?
Are you talking about Dr. Flanagan?
Flanagan, yeah.
Yeah, he might have something that would work with that.
Well, I think very definitely that there is that product that he has that would be very helpful.
Yeah, he's got a couple products. The Megahydrin would help.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a clay product that he's got too, and the name escapes me at the moment. But, Adrian, if you email me, I will get that information for you. And, you know, you can either go onto my website, drvalerienmd.com, and just hit contact us, and that'll get to me, or you can just email it to info@drvalerienmd.com, and I'll make sure that I find out the exact name of those products for you. Yeah, that's a good point.
Really?
Okay, let's see. She says she's had it for 2 years, was completely paralyzed after only 4 months. Wow. Yeah, you got to get it gone for sure.
That's with the Lyme disease?
Yeah, that's the Lyme disease. It's a nasty little bugger.
Yeah.
You know, and when I was doing home health nursing, I had to go around and you know, watch everybody do their IVs and teach them how to do it. And they were getting heavy-duty antibiotics, vancomycin, which is the strongest one around, and had to do it intravenously, and it's toxic and, you know, all kinds of stuff. But it's pretty scary when the spirochetes get to the brain.
Wow.
You know, you can't get them out of the brain by normal means because it would kill the brain off, too.
Oh.
Yeah, it's real serious stuff. So, yeah, the best thing, the other thing I could offer for you, Adrian, is to really do some cleansing. You know, you got to cleanse deep because unless you're taking everything out that can cause your body to be distracted, you're going to have a problem.
Yeah, the blood has to be clean.
Yeah, it's got to be super, super clean. And so there's lots of cleansing products out there. My favorite one is by a company called Arise and Shine. And, oh, you're still on hold. Anyway, hang on just a second. Oh, okay. Anyway, I'm trying to do two things at once here. I'm sorry about that. I got a little bit distracted. Oh, we've got a real interesting picture coming from my holographic chamber that my friend just brought me. It's amazing. There's some activity going on in there. So let's gang everybody up that's in the holographic room. And let's send them to all these people that are listening right now who need healing. That will be, oh my gosh. Woo! Are you guys feeling this? I'm like, wow. Can you feel it, Ernie?
I'm not sure.
My holographic room is going crazy in there. And my friend was just in there. She brought me a picture. She said, look at this.
Yeah, my head's a little light.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's channel all this energy out to all of you listeners right now. Healing energy. Directly from the Ascended Masters. Oh, man. Woo! We've got Jesus. We've got Saint Germain. We've got the Archangels. And a bunch of other people that I'm not getting the clearness of who that is. But that's hopping. So everybody just open your hearts now and ask for what you want to be healed. Wow. And I'm also hearing that there's a connection that everyone needs to make from their pineal gland, which is in the middle of your head. And if you put your tongue up against the roof of your mouth and visualize a beam of brilliant rainbow coming down through the top of your head and kind of lighting that pineal gland on fire and just really going out throughout the whole body and healing anything that you've got there that's a discomfort or a disease. And then keep that connection open to your highest self and really allow that energy to come through. Okay, remember that feeling, and you can call upon that any time that you want. And if you want to visualize the holographic projectors, you guys that know what those are, and you want to bring in that energy again, do it any time. You're welcome to connect to the holographic projectors in my room and through those to the, you know, the highest light beings to help yourself. Do you have anything to add, Ernie?
There's a really in this here.
Awesome.
There's a little circle of entities that I've worked with since the days with June de Estelle that introduced them. The Elohim Masters.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm really up hard against something, nothing frivolous, but if really hard up against something, I'll reach out there.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember, people, you have to ask. There are legions of angels for each one of you has. That's 6,000, by the way. The legion is 6,000. And there are ascended masters that work with you and everybody else. And I'm getting all kinds of comments now on the fast chat from people that are feeling this energy. So awesome. I definitely feel it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
used to this energy, but it's ramped up enough that I'm going, wow.
Yeah, really?
This is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, they're really coming through for us. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So thank you to each of those beings. And thank you, listeners, for opening your hearts and your pineal glands in order to be helped. Because, you know, they just want to help us. They're ecstatic right. when we let them. So I'm glad you guys are feeling it.
Yeah.
And,
I know, I feel ecstatic when somebody actually opens up and listens.
Oh, yeah, me too. I don't feel like I've been working so hard with no rewards then, you know.
Right. Yeah,
yeah, it helps. And for the person who called, I forgot who that was now, with the child with the warts, Dale Racer did an affirmation. The affirmation for the warts is, I am the love and beauty of life in full expression. So
yeah.
maybe if you have him say that. And then we have Jan asking about fibromyalgia. And my suggestions are, first of all, let me tell you what it is. Fibromyalgia is nothing more than arthritis in the tissues. And so that's a toxicity disease. It comes from the foods that we eat, from our stinking thinking, as they say. It comes from the environment, from whatever you're in. You know, we're in a soup. So whatever's in your soup and going into you from the soup is what causes this kind of stuff. It means that your body is overwhelmed and you need to do some cleansing. Cleansing and detox are very important. And actually, when you do that, Jan, the fibromyalgia will go away. Now, you can't ever go back to eating and doing the things that you used to do. You have to have a cleaner diet. But blood type diet helps a lot. If you are a type O, then I have to tell you that it's going to take some fasting and cleansing. And then you have to keep doing it, because the minute you go back to eating the way that you used to, it comes back. And that's true of every form of arthritis.
Yeah,
and any kind
memory.
Of arthritis other than rheumatoid, but any other kind of arthritis that you have, it's just got a fancy name. You know, I just get disgusted when I hear about arthritis research and all the millions they've spent on it when they've been curing arthritis in sanitariums in Europe for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's simple. You know, take you off all the crap, put you on the juice fast, get your system cleaned out, and it goes away magically.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, taking drugs is not going to help. And we have another caller who's on the line. Hello?
Madeline.
Madeline. Hello. Hey, my buddy Madeline. And so now, what would you like Ernie to help you with?
Everything.
That's a tall order. Can you do that,
Complete
Ernie?
Complete makeover here. Well, we'll have to decompose you and grow you again.
All right, so pick one thing.
My fear and doubt and worry over financial issues.
Well, as long as you have fear and doubt, you'll have them.
Okay, so how do we get her out of that?
Well... Decide first that you're worthy.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, and you know, it's really quite elementary. You are worthy, else you wouldn't be here. But also, one of the things that my daughter was in a critical situation at one point, and I wrote to her and said that I admired her courage for experiencing the hard times, that she had the courage, the soul's courage, mm-hmm. to have the experience and thus be done with it. So when you gain the wisdom, then you can be done with it.
Hmm. Well, she's pretty wise.
Hmm.
You know, just got to get her wise about herself there.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
you know, conclude that it's a process of wisdom to be gained. So you look at it and go, oh, well, all right, I can deal with that. because, you know, I'm totally cool and I'm worthy. And I don't know how many religions there are in the world, but a whole lot of them will tell you you really are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So don't doubt it. You know, the expression never doubt mm-hmm. is so fabulous. Like years ago, I bought an old travel van, and the engine was running rather poorly, and I thought, well, one of these days, you know, I'll tune it up. Meanwhile, I ordered a license plate that said NVRDOWT, never doubt.
I love
it. The day I screwed that license plate on the front and back of my vehicle, it straightened out, and I drove down to Arizona from Washington and back up and back down. I never had to touch it, ever.
Wow. Yeah, and that's a good point, you know.
And I'd made the statement, there it was. Yeah, never doubt.
So I need to screw a license plate on me that says never doubt.
Yeah, sure, write it on your forehead.
Yeah. I'll keep reminding you, too. And especially since, you know, when you're hanging around here, you're in Manifestation Central. And so, you know, that room is a major manifestation portal.
Sure.
And so, you know, especially when you're over here, you have to really keep your thoughts clean. Because whatever it is you're concentrating on is what's going to happen more.
Yeah, and be is unto a child. Once again, there it is, you know. Like, there was another wonderful story, a quick one. I decided I needed a fresh set of wheels, so I looked around in my head, and I saw a Volvo down in Scottsdale, Arizona, which was, I was living in Cottonwood. Mm-hmm. And so I drove down there, and I took with me all my savings, which are in a bank envelope from the bank. I had $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured, well, a car's going to cost about $5,000, and I had $1,000 in my pocket and a little change extra. And we're sitting in the I Gotcha room, and I, with a friend of mine, and the salesman's out deciding on how hard he's going to hit me. And I pulled the envelope out. I counted out the $4,000 in front of my friend, put it back in the envelope. Salesman came into the room, said, all right, sir, that'll be $7,000 and change, whatever it was. I pulled the envelope out, counted $6,000 out of it, pulled $1,000 out of my pocket, and drove home.
Oh, my God.
Because I never questioned, not the slightest. In other words, if you're manifesting a beach, don't leave out a grain of sand.
Mm.
That one grain of sand, and you will not have the beach.
Wow. I'm taking this to heart, too, you know?
Hmm.
I hadn't thought about that. Thank you, Ernie.
Yeah.
That's
pretty elementary physics, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, because you are creating, you know?
Certainly.
You know, any of the scientists that do quantum physics and plasma physics and holography and all that stuff, they'll tell you it's all happening inside your head.
Absolutely.
And your eyes are nothing more than the projector. It's like a 3D projector.
Sure.
And you've got the glasses on at the same time, you know, so you're projecting it out and you're seeing it in 3D.
Yeah. Well, you know, in the sort of new age environment, frightful term, people think it's they're going to get there by sitting sweetly in the garden with their feet in the right position, their hands held in the right way, looking up to the sky, you know, admiringly. Well, not going to. It might help make a nice day.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you've got to work with the brain. You've got to learn to focus so absolutely that there is no question ever.
Yeah.
And so, When you're manifesting something, it's the brain, the human brain, that has learned absolute focus.
Yeah.
And that takes a bit of work, but it's worth it.
You know, that brings to mind one of the products that Dr. Wayne Dyer has, and it's called You'll See It When You Believe It. And it's really funny.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, it's like a, I don't know, 16 tapes or something like that. But it's worth it. So if you guys are having problems with your belief, I highly recommend that because it helps you to kind of take a laugh as you look at yourself and the things that you've manifested. And, you know, my point in putting together this whole holographic chamber was because we all manifest negatively really easy, you know, and we forget that manifestation positively happens just as easily.
You know, we think it's hard.
It's actually, it's just as, it's as easy to be wealthy as it is to be poor, or as easy to be poor as it is to be wealthy. It's about the same amount of work.
Yeah, and like a friend of mine said, you know, there's no difference in the size of miracles.
You're right.
You know, so I and she was the person that had a hard time when I said, well, let's form a billionaires club. And she's got, but billions? And I said, well, yeah, why not? And I said, you know, if you're shooting for billions and you get a million, wouldn't you be happy? She goes,
really?
Oh, yeah, good point. I said, it's only a bunch of zeros, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, let's work on that. We got another question on the fast chat here. Madeline, did that help enough?
Yeah, that helped.
Okay, good.
Okay,
thank you.
Go for it, girl.
I'm calling in. Okay, let's see. Jan is saying her daughter had a hysterectomy, doing natural hormones, but still has hot flashes. That means her hormones are imbalanced, Jan. You have to do the test. You have to do a really good test that shows you exactly where you are hormone-wise. And there's only one spit test that I would use. Most of them I found don't work. So I've been using the blood test for years, and that's kind of the gold standard of the hormones. But basically, it means she's still too estrogen-dependent or estrogen-excessive, okay? Hot flashes are usually estrogen. So she might want to add some more progesterone. But that's pretty easy. That's how you can tell. Because as long as she's doing the hormones, I'd say, she's still got too much estrogen. And then Dale Ray is talking about affirmation for money issues. That's a good one. You have an affirmation for money issues?
Just do it.
Just do it. Oh, I like that. Just do it. Here comes the money now. How about that one? Here comes the money now.
Yeah. Well, it's not here it comes.
Because here
it is. That keeps it in a here it comes position.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we got to do that.
It is.
Yeah.
The thing is, it already is, and that's that. And you have to go beyond belief. Belief is all jolly good, but it's not absolute knowing, and it's the quality of absolute knowing that transcends belief. It's no longer conjecturous.
Dale Ray sent in the affirmation, I trust the process of life. All I need is always taken care of. I am safe.
Yeah, cool. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'd like to add in there, and I have plenty of money in the bank.
Yeah.
I always get everything I need.
Yeah.
You know, and plenty of money in the bank. That's the new one.
Yeah.
It makes life a little more fun, you know. I mean, some of us, you know, life comes at us really fast. And I think most of my loyal listeners know that life has always been like on full blast for me.
Yeah, really.
And so it gets a little rough sometimes, you know. It's like things have to catch up.
Yeah. Well, I have a little saying about that sort of thing. If you look at life kind of like a bouncing ball, okay? Most people go through life, they drop the ball, and they have to look down, reach down to get it.
Exactly.
Whereas there are those of us who really slam that sucker down, and we have to look up and reach up to get it. The thing to recognize along the way is the dark night of the soul is when that freaking ball hit the pavement, you know. But the thing is, okay, it's therefore the badder it is, the better it is.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah, that's true, because you can rise to greater heights and you learn something along the way. And
yeah.
And, you know, I have a friend who calls that an AFGA, another flipping growth experience.
Right.
You know? Yeah. I'll tell you what, I got a pile of those things, let me tell you.
Sure, yeah, I got lots of them.
Oh, man, I've probably gathered more than my share.
Yep.
And I can tell you, people, that all you have to do is just trust and put your head down, keep on plodding on.
Keep
you know?
On going.
Yeah, look up and see where you're going once in a while, though. You know, mm-hmm. You just got to keep plodding and hope you're not going
yeah.
in circles.
Well, like, for instance, a thing I've done when I... You go to a big supermarket or some store and you're, you know, where did I park my car? You know, it's not an issue. You put your head down to see where your feet are and just allow your body, and you'll walk right to it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can tell you, you know, the feet know where they're going.
Yeah.
And I've been in the deepest, darkest jungle in Belize at night with no moon, so it's really dark, and the jungles of Belize are thicker than Costa
mm-hmm.
Rica, and had to run because the flashlight went out, and we all just trusted in spirit and trusted in our feet, and we ran as fast as we could in bare feet.
through the jungle, in a jungle where there are 56 varieties of poisonous snakes and tiger thorn trees that have these needle-thin spines sticking out everywhere on the tree that are like 4 or 5 inches long. So if you grab one, you're going to get a handful of them. And we did all that, and our feet knew exactly where they were going.
Sure.
Was I scared? Oh, you bet. But I had to put that aside. I had to have no doubt that my feet knew where to go.
Yeah.
And so we'll leave you with that. It's time for us to sign off. So we're going to put the exit music on. We've been talking with Ernie, who is a magnificent person and a healer and an amazing guy. And we'll have to have you back again, Ernie. Thanks for being on the show.
Well, bless you, dear. Thank you.
And thank you, callers, for calling in. And I'm glad we were able to help you and keep listening. I'm not sure who I'm having on next week, but the good news is Steve Barish is going to be coming back on a monthly basis. So we'll have a lot of fun with that, too. So, again, thanks for being on.
Okay,
thank you, everybody,
night.
For listening. And as always, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.
Good night.
Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Arise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Arise to a new day with each your soul to keep. And awaken, awaken, awaken the dream. Awaken, awaken, awaken the dream. Awaken, awaken, awaken the dream. Awaken, awaken the dream.